This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Christina Lee. Hey, Christina.
Hey, Robin.
Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody.
Hey, Robin. Hope you are doing well this week.
I am. Thank you. And NPR Music's Hazel Sills.
Hey, everyone.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out now on March 4th, starting with the Belgian singer and rapper Stromae. His new one is called Multitude.
Je suis pas tout seul à être tout seul. Ça fait déjà ça de moins dans la tête. Et si je comptais combien on est? Beaucoup. Tout ce à quoi j'ai déjà pensé. Dire que plein d'autres y ont déjà pensé. Mais malgré tout, je me sens tout seul. Du coup, j'ai parfois eu des pensées suicidaires, j'en suis peu fier. On croit parfois que c'est la seule manière de les faire taire. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer. Est-ce qu'il y a que moi qui ai la télé et la chaîne culpabilité? Mais faut bien changer les idées. Pas trop quand même.
This is Stromae. He's back with an incredible new album called Multitude today. The track we're hearing from it is called L'Enfer.
I mean, that's a hell of a way to answer the question, you know, Stromae, how have you been lately? Because I think, I mean, that's one of the songs off this new album where I feel like the sadness that's usually sort of in the background in the music that he performs, it feels like extremely palpable. But yeah, I mean, Stromae has been up to so much. I think it was in 2015 when he pulled out of a tour in Africa, he decided to take a break. He was very burnt out. And it's on that song in particular where he speaks to some of the feelings that he had in the interim. Apparently, he was taking an anti-malarial treatment and had some side effects that came along with that, including some suicidal thoughts. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot to take in. But I think for folks who have been so eager to hear from him from all these years, they're going to be in for a real treat.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like a return after not making music for a decade. You know, like the first thing I noticed listening to this album is just the scope of it. It feels so big and cinematic. And, you know, I kind of associate him with making EDM influenced like rap, and the kind of genres that he hops through in this album. Like there's like Baroque pop and there's salsa mixed in there. And yeah, to get at the themes like Christina was talking about, so much loneliness on this album too, that I didn't get the first time around. When I really looked at the lyrics later, the lyrics in English, I was like, there are some big ideas and big themes on this album. I never thought I would hear a rapper talk about endometriosis in music, which he mentions on that song Declaration, which is sort of about feminism and society.
T'inquiète pas, ça va aller. Faudra bien que ça change. Ça prendra quelques années, vu que ça nous arrange. T'inquiète pas, ça va aller. Faudra bien que ça change. Ça prendra quelques années, vu que ça nous arrange.
It seems like he really brought it, you know, after having taken a break for so many years.
Yeah, I think there are songs on here that folks are going to be excited to hear on a live setting, like once we get to that. I thought the song Sante in particular was sort of like a spiritual sequel to his breakout single, Alora Dance, in the sense that you're kind of toasting and cheering to the sorts of people who don't typically get a break. And in that particular song, Sante, he's actually shouting out his cleaning lady, Rosa. And in addition to all these folks who can't typically go and party, right?
Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas.
Well, to your point about seeing him live, he is unbelievable live. If you haven't had a chance to see him, he played our South by Southwest showcase in 2015 and just blew everybody's minds. Go and see him live. Stromae, S-T-R-O-M-A-E. Stromae is the name. His new record is Multitude. And from Belgium, let's go to London. The English singer Niloufer Janya also has a new album out today that we're loving. It's called Painless. Niloufer Janya is the singer. Her new album is called Painless. This cut we're hearing from, it's called The Dealer. Man, she has such an interesting sound. You know, it is so hard to place it in any one era or genre. There are like shades of new wave, but also guitar rock, like Kate Bush, Radiohead. I don't know. It's just so uniquely her own.
She is like New Order meets Kate Bush. Like, that's the vibe I've gotten from her. I've been a fan of her since like 2018, and what really grabbed me was her take on the Pixies' classic cut, Hey. To be honest, I know this album's about relationships and loneliness. This is the album I really kind of gravitated musically the most. Lyrically, I haven't dated in 5 years, so I can't relate anymore. But musically, I was hearing so many things that I love. I couldn't recognize, I couldn't put the finger on. Her voice was also an instrument on this record. And then she's like one track, the left-right track, the LR track, that kind of reminds me of a Pixies song. She sings, then it's like this deadpan kind of rap flow going on in the lyrics that goes like, be homesick nights from now.
Nights from now.
She's just, her voice is so fun. It's such a playful album, even though the topics are kind of downer.
Yeah, it's interesting, Robin, that you say that you kind of can't place the genre of this album, because for me, it's like squarely indie rock, very 90s alt rock to me. I mean, something about Niloufer Janya that she's always kind of reminded me of early PJ Harvey, very kind of like intimidatingly cool songs about pain and desire. And what I love about this album, Painless, is that Janya's 2019 album, Miss Universe, which was excellent, it was very pop-leaning and airy and feminine. And this album is really kind of tough and hard, and I feel like really positions her as a rock star. And I actually interviewed her about this album for NPR, and we were talking about how, you know, she feels like she's always made rock music, but that critics have kind of mislabeled her. And I think a lot of that comes down to the fact that she has a very soulful voice. And I feel like she's kind of gotten mislabeled in the past as maybe like R&B or pop. And so I really like that with this album, she's kind of digging in her heels. And she's like, no, I'm going to make a rock album. It's going to go really hard. And as Tariq said, like the production on this is just like amazing.
This is just a great record. It's just, it kept it on loop for me. You know, I forgot I had to listen to other records for Robin. I was just like, keep playing this.
I do want to play a little bit of a song called Midnight Sun that has some really great guitars in it. And yeah, Hazel, if hearing just this one song, I definitely would have put it squarely in the 90s as well. But I don't know, it just hops around a bit more for me.
Yeah. I hear the Pixies too, Street mentioned.
Yeah. Nilufer Yanya is the singer. Her new record is called Painless. And let's talk about one more album out today before we take a break. It's from RZA and DJ Scratch. It's called Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater.
Who do you have Dangerous. Who could possibly beat me? Take my advice. You better get the hell out of here before I lose my temper, or else you're gonna die here.
Shabama, lama, hammer, grammar, slammer, nothing new to this. Shaolin Kung Fu, Wu-Tang pugilist, yellow, blue diamonds, black Buddha bee, circle wrist, you attack me from the back. That was foolishness. We moved together as one, like a school of fish. Poison needle shot, you try to block, it went through your wrist. 18 low hand stance, this is laughing Buddha fist. Butterfly knives, lightning striking like a cumulus. Overthrow your quote, trap your throat like tubercle locust. 2020 quarantine, I developed perfect focus. Winter green, limousine, rhinestone, denim jeans. Used to play with triple beans, now I'm into simple things.
RZA and DJ Scratch, Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater. This cut is called Pugilism. So, Christina, how would you describe what RZA's doing on this one?
Okay, so what RZA and DJ Scratch are doing is a very loose concept in which two of RZA's alter egos, the RZA, of course, being this very zen kung fu warrior, and Bobby Digital, which is the more hedonistic comic book anti-hero alter ego. Well, they've come together for the single cause against watered down hip hop, but at the same time, they first have to duel. So it's a very confusing Mortal Kombat we've got going on here. But in general, what we're hearing is the return of Bobby Digital for the first time since 2008. And then RZA actually relinquishing production duties over to DJ Scratch.
Well, I love how they work together. I mean, they've made this record that plays out like a movie that you would be watching on a Saturday afternoon. You know, it's got a real arc to it, the samples they use, the sequencing.
Yeah, exactly. I would say that they're playing like really loose with this one. The two alter egos aren't like going toe-to-toe or head-to-head all the time. But it is really nice to sort of hear them side by side, because back when RZA first debuted Bobby Digital, I think decades ago at this point, he felt that they were so diametrically opposed that they couldn't even possibly be on the same record together.
Do they still have Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater? I grew up watching, well, there's the show Kung Fu that had David Carradine, and it would air every Saturday afternoon when I was a kid growing up, along with a bunch of other martial arts.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, TBS, when I was in Atlanta, Saturday morning, so you watch Cartoons Network, and then TBS, you go over to watch the Kung Fu flicks. But I learned at Howard University, a lot of people who grew up in D.C., there was a theater in D.C. back in the day that you go Saturdays and watch kung fu flicks in the theaters.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, like, I totally related to that. But the funny thing is, this reminded me, I interviewed RZA back in 2018, came to Milwaukee to do the Live from the 36th Chamber kind of show, and we spent 30 minutes just geeking out about nerd stuff, and just hearing him again and hearing that vibe, that like, it just brought back the memories of Wu-Tang Clan's debut release. And I was, again, at Howard University School of Architecture, we were like sitting there going, are these sampling kung fu? What is this? Production is so, it's not even mastered, it's not even mixed. Like, what's going on here?
Protect your neck?
Yeah, we were just listening to that. Yeah, because it wasn't like polished or anything. And like, compared to what was going on in hip hop, it was just, we were just sitting there staring at it, like listening to it. You're just going, what is going on here? There's something wrong, but we like it, you know. All these years later, he's still doing it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It immediately transports you back to a time when discovering that sort of, not low budget, but sort of like unpolished sound really just felt brand new.
Exactly.
RZA and DJ Scratch. The record is Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater. We've got a few more things that we want to play and talk about for this week's show, but let's take a quick break first, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're looking at the best albums out now on March 4th. We start the second half of the show off with another London-based artist, the rapper Koji Radical. His new album out today is called Reason to Smile.
I woke up like there's nothing they could do with me. Went to sleep half drunk, still got the juice in me. Usually wouldn't televise, but they gloat to me. Truthfully, nothing come new to me. Nothing feel like news to me. Someone said I'm underrated, that was news to me. Cause the fam eat good and sleep beautifully. If you think them boy better, then prove it to me. Bring nothing to the table, you ain't choosing a seat. Take tequila with a mixer if you needed it sweet. Just dial 1-800 and say you know me. Humble flex, yeah I know, but they needed to see. I ain't one of these other brothers that they trying to be. Imitation of flattery, baby, what sound better? Like getting a new Chanel with the off-brand leather. I might get the old Chanel with the cashmere sweater. Had to roll up the sleeves so the drip drop better. Even in gridlock, don't shit stop. Anytime I spent at my lowest was just a pit stop. They can say they built for the journey until they flip-flop. The long road ain't built for us all. It's a distance. A lot of men ain't built for the war. It's a mismatch. A war that they rage on your soul. Show resistance. Maybe my intentions were pure, but the way the boy cook up, they ain't serving this raw. Facts. Overlook me, underrated, overtook me, over patience, had enough. Humble, maybe mama raised me, job protect me, lift me up. Angels bless me, know they hear me, know they hear me, got the love, know they feel me, know they need me, know they see me, can't give up.
This is Koji Radical. His new record is called Reason to Smile. The song we're hearing from it is called Silk. It's totally new to me this week, but it feels like a really big swing to me.
It is. Like, I have been a fan of Koji Radical when I first heard him team up with another one of my favorite producers at UK, Swindle. I've called Swindle the Pharrell of England. I call Koji the Kendrick of England. Kendrick,
oh, wow.
I mean, Koji is not just a rapper. He is a spoken word artist. He's a creative guy, a renaissance man. Like, even in his videos, stylistic-wise, reminds me of, like, kind of Kendrick Lamar's kind of style. And even the themes on this record, really unapologetically black and really strong themes of blackness, really, really conjured up Kendrick Lamar, especially, like, To Pimp a Butterfly. Plus, he has guests that's like Tiana Major 9 from the States, and Khalees is on the album, Masego's on the album. He's trying to cross the pond, and I'm really hoping. It's been hard for UK rappers to really make it big in the States, and I'm hoping Koji can do it because I really feel like he has something really special.
It's interesting. I'd be curious to know more about the sounds that he's pulling from on this album, because right in the beginning of that track, I was trying to place that. I was like, is that a little bit of Bay Area? It seems like, as far as like hip-hop influence, he's pulling from all over the place.
It's also really playful and funny in unexpected ways in a lot of places. Like, there's, I think my favorite song is called Together, and there's this joyful group chorus where everyone's singing, you gotta get your shit together. And it's such a great contrast from what you're used to hearing wrapped up in that kind of sound, you know, instead of we're going to party tonight or baby, it's you and me forever. You know, it's like, oh, God, you got to get your shit together, man.
That's where like Christina mentioned, like the hip hop influence is all over. Like there's that West Coast funk hip hop. Then that's kind of the Dungeon Family, Outkast, kind of that funk side of the hip hop. He's something really special.
Koji Radical is the rapper. His debut album, Reason to Smile. We've got one more album that we want to play and talk about, but first let's just take a minute to mention a few other notable releases out today. Hazel.
Yeah, one release that's out today that I want to shout out is this EP from the singer-songwriter Matty Diaz called Same History, New Feelings. Basically what it is, she took four songs from her album, History of a Feeling, and she re-recorded them with four different equally incredible women artists. So the song that I wanted to play from that is the song Forever featuring Angel Olsen. How can
just come over? And when will you disappear? There is no word that I haven't said. I physically can't. I can't have you like that. Are you a time traveler?
And it's just a really nice collection of like very beautifully intimate songs and very simple collaboration, but also really powerful. And it's just really beautiful to hear Olsen's voice and Diaz's voice kind of intertwined.
Yeah, beautiful. Tariq.
My next artist is Jordan Rakai, who just last year put out a brilliant release with Bonobo, Fragments. He is an artist that really, really kind of redefines R&B in a new way. Heavily relies on kind of electronic production. I don't know, something about his voice is just makes me like want to get another relationship again. But anyway.
Almost.
But he has a new EP coming out. It's called Bruises. The title track, he goes in a little different way towards the reggae vibe.
Really subtle, kind of in the back, kind of just kind of giving that a little bit more of that lift. Yeah, I like it. Christina.
So the record that I want to shout out this week is called After Dinner, We Discuss Dreams. It's by a six-person R&B group named Michelle. But now you're dancing with them two by two. I'm on my knees, don't you dare come and dance with me. Oh, can't you see?
I really enjoy this record a lot in a way that if Bob Boylan heard me say, it would just drive him crazy, which is it reminded me a little bit of Supertramp in places. You know, it had this sort of soft 70s soft pop vibe.
Listen, the more we can irritate Bob with that vibe, the better. Go for it.
And I'll just add that the Chicago singer Kaina has a new album out today called It Was a Home. NPR's Marissa LaRusso featured it on All Songs Considered a few weeks ago. Kaina was born in Chicago to immigrant parents from Guatemala and Venezuela. And she works a lot of the sounds from those worlds into this really, really nice mix of pop and rock. And there's even a little bit of jazz to it. Here's a little snippet of a song called Casita. Kaina is the artist. Her new album is called It Was a Home. All that music out now on March 4th, along with this last one that we want to play from the weather station. It's called How Is It That I Should Look at the Stars?
I was woken up in the early morning after my flight by a sound I could not grasp, I did not recognize. Running like water to entangled like a briar, holding many sounds all at once. It was a magpie, you told me, as you handed me your coffee. The black and white bird you see in city parks, and you pointed out the window, looking straight in at me, a black and white bird sitting on the fence.
This is the Weather Station. How Is It That I Should Look at the Stars is the new record. It is absolutely gorgeous. The song we're hearing from is called Ignorance. What an utterly transfixing album.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I really love this album. I think it is very different than what, you know, the Weather Station frontwoman Tamara Lindemann put out last year. She put out an album last year called Ignorance, and it was this beautiful kind of folk rock record about her relationship to climate change and sort of how she exists in the world and exists, you know, among nature. And this album is kind of a companion record to that one, but she does something really interesting where the production on this album is so quiet. Like, she kind of strips away all of the folk rock elements that she typically works in. And it's almost unsettlingly quiet. Like, listening to this album, it's like, it's really just like her and the piano and maybe a few strings here and there. And what I think is beautiful about that is because so much of this album is about paying attention to the world around you and paying attention to, you know, the ecosystem that you live in, the birds, the plants that you see every day that you probably walk on. And I think how quiet the album is, it really kind of forces you to listen to her very, very intently. And it's a really interesting record. And yeah, I just love what she's doing here in terms of its minimalism.
Thought of Joni Mitchell a lot.
Yeah, she's very Joni. Yeah.
Yeah. Not just in her voice, but very similar storytelling. And also, she makes these melodies that just keep rolling on. You know, there's scarcely a break. There's no chorus. There's no bridge. There's or whatever in these songs. You know, they just keep on moving. And that's a very Joni Mitchell way of piecing a song together.
Yeah, very diaristic. And there's so many moments on this album where she's looking at the news or she's looking at social media and she's getting kind of wound up in these digital spaces and she pulls herself away from them and she takes a walk and she takes in the world around her. And I feel like that kind of songwriting that you're talking about really fits with, it's almost like she's taking us on those walks with her and she's taking us into those moments of quiet with her. And so it's kind of cathartic in that way.
The Weather Station is the artist. Her new album is called How Is It That I Should Look at the Stars? Okay, thanks everybody. Christina Lee, Tariq Moody, Hazel Sills.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Robin.
As always, be sure to check out the podcast description for this episode to see a list of everything that we played and talked about. You can also hear full versions of all the songs, plus a bunch of singles that came out this week, in our expanded New Music Friday playlists on Apple Music and Spotify. Just search for NPR's New Music Friday. And as always, sign up for our newsletter to keep up the latest from NPR Music. You'll find it at npr.org/music newsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.
Anybody wants me to speak of, nobody wants to drag themselves through the endless ruins of all there is in this world that is not love.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.
On NPR's Throughline,
we cannot function for 24 hours without cobalt because it's in our smartphone, our tablet, our laptop. And as a consequence, the lives of the people living in that part of the Congo descended into just a catastrophe.
Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.